Welcome to the GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we are diving deep into one of the most calculation-heavy, mark-rich topics in the entire GCSE business specification, finance. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this topic appears in every single paper, and the good news is, with the right preparation, it is absolutely one of the most rewarding areas to master. So grab your pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Today's episode covers everything in Topic 3.6, Finance. We'll work through sources of finance, cash flow forecasts, profit calculations, break-even analysis, average rate of return, and financial statements. I'll give you the key formulas, walk through worked examples, highlight the most common mistakes candidates make, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz. By the end of this episode, you'll feel genuinely confident walking into that exam hall. Let's start with sources of finance. Because every business needs money, and examiners love asking you to evaluate where it should come from, sources of finance are split into two categories, internal and external. Internal sources come from within the business itself. The three main ones are retained profit, that's profit kept in the business after tax and dividends, owner savings, which is personal money the owner puts in, and selling assets where the business sells things it owns, like machinery or property, to raise cash. External sources come from outside the business. These include bank loans, which are borrowed amounts repaid with interest over an agreed period, overdrafts, which allow a business to spend more than it has in its bank account up to an agreed limit, share issue, where limited companies sell shares to raise large amounts of capital, venture capital, which is investment from specialist firms in exchange for a share of the business, crowdfunding, where many individuals each contribute small amounts, usually via an online platform. Trade credit, where suppliers allow the business to buy now and pay later, typically within 30 to 90 days. Leasing, where the business rents assets rather than buying them outright. And grants, which are non-repayable funds from government or other organizations. Now here's the key exam skill. You must evaluate the suitability of a source of finance for a specific business context. Examiners award marks for linking your answer to the scenario. A small startup with no track record cannot easily get a bank loan. A sole trader cannot issue shares. A business with strong retained profits might prefer to avoid debt. Always ask, what type of business is it? How much money does it need? And what are the risks? Now let's move on to cash flow forecasts. And this is where a lot of candidates lose marks unnecessarily. A cash flow forecast shows the expected movement of money into and out of a business over a future period, usually month by month. The key terms you must know are inflows, which is money coming into the business from sales, loans, or investments, outflows, which is money going out for wages, rent, materials, and other costs, net cash flow, which equals total inflows minus total outflows, opening balance, which is the cash the business starts the month with, and closing balance, which is the cash the business starts the month with, and closing balance, which equals the opening balance plus the net cash flow. Here is the critical distinction that trips up so many candidates. Cash flow is not the same as profit. A business can be profitable, but still run out of cash. Imagine a business that has made lots of sales on credit. The revenue is recorded, but the cash hasn't arrived yet. Meanwhile, the business still has to pay its wages and rent. This is called a cash flow problem, and it can cause even profitable businesses to fail. If a business has a negative closing balance, it means it has run out of cash. Solutions include arranging an overdraft, delaying payments to suppliers using trade credit, chasing customers to pay faster, cutting costs, or injecting new capital. Let's now work through the key financial calculations. These are non-negotiable. You must be able to do these without a formula sheet because none is provided in the exam. Revenue equals price multiplied by quantity sold. So if a business sells 500 units at £12 each, revenue is £6,000. Total costs equal fixed costs plus variable costs. Fixed costs stay the same regardless of output, things like rent, insurance, and salaries. Variable costs change with output, things like raw materials and packaging. If fixed costs are £2,000 and variable costs are £4 per unit, and the business produces 500 units, total variable costs are £2,000 and total costs are £4,000. Profit equals revenue minus total costs. Using our example, 6,000 minus 4,000 equals 2,000 pounds profit. Gross profit equals revenue minus cost of sales. This only deducts the direct costs of making the product. Net profit equals gross profit minus operating expenses. This deducts all other costs like marketing, administration, and distribution. Gross profit margin equals gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. So if gross profit is 3,000 pounds and revenue is 6,000 pounds, the gross profit margin is 50%. Net profit margin equals net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. These margins tell you how efficiently a business is converting sales into profit. A higher margin is generally better, but you should always compare to industry averages and previous years. Now let's tackle break-even analysis. This is a favorite topic for examiners because it combines calculation with interpretation. The break-even point is the level of output at which total revenue equals total costs. The business is making neither a profit nor a loss. The formula is break-even output equals fixed costs divided by contribution per unit. Contribution per unit equals selling price minus variable cost per unit. Let's work through an example. A business has fixed costs of 2,000 pounds. The selling price is 10 pounds per unit, and the variable cost is 6 pounds per unit. Contribution per unit equals 10 minus 6, which is 4 pounds. Break-even output equals 2,000 divided by 4, which is 500 units. This means the business must sell 500 units before it starts making a profit. The margin of safety is the difference between actual output and break-even output. If the business currently sells 700 units, the margin of safety is 700 minus 500, which equals 200 units. This tells you how much sales can fall before the business starts making a loss. A larger margin of safety means the business is in a safer position. On a break-even chart, you'll see three lines: a horizontal fixed cost line, a diagonal total cost line starting from the fixed cost point, and a diagonal total revenue line starting from the origin. The point where total revenue crosses total costs is the break-even point. Now, for average rate of return, or ARR, this is used to evaluate the profitability of an investment over time. The formula is AR equals average annual profit divided by cost of investment multiplied by 100. Average annual profit equals total profit over the investment period divided by the number of years. Example: a business invests 20,000 pounds in new machinery. Over 5 years, the total profit generated is 15,000 pounds. Average annual profit equals 15,000 divided by 5, which is 3,000 pounds. AR equals 3,000 divided by 20,000 multiplied by 100, which equals 15%. The business would then compare this 15% to other investment options or to the interest rate on borrowing to decide if the investment is worthwhile. Finally, let's look at financial statements. There are two key ones: the income statement and the statement of financial position. The income statement, sometimes called the profit and loss account, shows a business's revenue, costs, and profit over a period of time, usually a year. It starts with revenue, deducts cost of sales to give gross profit, then deducts operating expenses to give net profit. Remember, the income statement covers a period of time. The statement of financial position, formerly called the balance sheet, is a snapshot of what a business owns and owes at a single point in time. It shows assets, things the business owns, and liabilities, things the business owes. Assets are split into non-current assets like buildings and machinery, and current assets like cash and stock. Liabilities are split into current liabilities due within a year, and non-current liabilities due after a year. Net assets equals total assets minus total liabilities. And this should equal the capital and reserve section. A common mistake: candidates confuse assets and liabilities. Remember, an asset adds value to the business. A liability is a debt or obligation. Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. Mistake number one: confusing cash flow with profit. Profit is calculated on an accruals basis. Revenue is recorded when earned, not when cash is received. Cash flow records actual money movements. Always be clear which one the question is asking about. Mistake number two: using the wrong formula. Memorize all formulas: gross profit margin, net profit margin, ARR, break-even, contribution. None are given in the exam. Mistake number three: not evaluating in context. When a question asks you to evaluate a source of finance or a financial decision, you must link your answer to the specific business in the question. Generic answers score, level 1 at best. Mistake number 4, misreading the break-even chart. Practice identifying the break-even point, the margin of safety, and the profit or loss at a given output level. Mistake number 5, treating the statement of financial position as a period document. It is a snapshot. It shows the position on one specific date, not over a period. For command words, calculate means show you're working and give a numerical answer with units. Explain means give a reason and develop it. Use connective language like this means that, or as a result. Evaluate or justify means weigh up evidence. Consider both sides and reach a supported conclusion. Analyze means examine in detail, considering causes and effects. Time management? For a 6-mark question, spend around 6 to 8 minutes. For a 12-mark evaluation question, spend 12 to 15 minutes and plan your answer first. Now it's time for your quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for break-even output? Pause and think. The answer is fixed cost divided by contribution per unit. Question 2. What is the difference between gross profit and net profit? Pause and think. Gross profit deducts only cost of sales from revenue. Net profit also deducts operating expenses. Question 3. A business has fixed costs of £5,000, a selling price of £15, and variable costs of £10 per unit. What is the break-even output? Pause and think. Contribution is 15 minus 10 equals £5. Break-even is 5,000 divided by 5 equals 1,000 units. Question 4. What is the formula for net profit margin? Pause and think. Net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Question 5. Name 2 internal sources of finance. Pause and think. Retained profit and owner savings or selling assets. Question 6. A business invests £10,000 and generates £8,000 total profit over 4 years. What is the ARR? Pause and think. Average annual profit is £8,000 divided by 4 equals £2,000. AR is £2,000 divided by £10,000 multiplied by 100 equals 20%. Excellent work. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Finance is a topic where precision earns marks. You need to know your formulas. Cold, revenue, profit, gross and net profit margins, break-even, contribution, ARR, and cash flow calculations. You need to distinguish clearly between cash flow and profit, between assets and liabilities, and between internal and external sources of finance. When evaluating financial decisions, always link back to the specific business context in the question. Examiners reward candidates who demonstrate understanding of the real-world implications of financial choices, not just those who can recite definitions. The statement of financial position is a snapshot in time. The income statement covers a period. These two facts come up in exam questions more often than you'd think. And finally, practice, practice, practice. Work through past paper questions, check your answers against mark schemes, and focus on the areas where you drop marks. Finance rewards preparation, and you've made a great start today. Good luck in your exams. You've got this.